Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Shrug.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. News reports have confirmed that efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Palestine are ongoing, but little progress appears to have been made as fighting now enters a 10th day. What hopes of a ceasefire soon so humanitarian aid can be delivered? Well, we welcome on the show tonight His Excellency Walid Abu Ali, the Ambassador of the State of Palestine to Malaysia, Maldives and Brunei. Good evening, Your Excellency. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Now, I was wondering whether you can help us understand the current diplomatic efforts being undertaken to de-escalate tensions.
Well, good evening, everybody, and Eid Mubarak to everybody. I highly appreciate giving me the opportunity to speak to your viewers tonight. Let me start where you started. When you mentioned ceasefire, usually ceasefire is made between two armies. Unfortunately, the Israeli army, very well equipped, are striking and targeting innocent civilians in Palestine. So if we want to achieve a ceasefire, we have to be fair, and we have to have balanced war. The war crime at the moment carried out by the Israeli army against our Palestinian innocent civilians is, from our views, considered a state terrorism carried out by the Israelis, resulted in killing hundreds, injuring thousands, creating homeless Palestinians, more than 50,000 Palestinians become homeless. So many women and children were targeted and were victims through the Israeli airstrikes.
Your Excellency, if I could just ask you, though, Hamas has been shooting rockets into Israel, so there is some form of firepower coming from the occupied territories into Israel, numbering hundreds, perhaps already 1,000 by now. But to that extent, is it important to consider that a ceasefire is a reasonable diplomatic objective?
Well, the issue is not Hamas, the issue is not Fatah. All Palestinians are targeted by the Israelis. And from the Israeli point of view, good Palestinian is a dead Palestinian. The Israeli rocket does not differentiate between whether you are Hamas or Fatah or innocent Palestinian. The issue that Palestinians are rocketing Israel, what Benjamin Netanyahu and his government are expecting Palestinians to keep silent when Benjamin Netanyahu and his army with his police and his settler invaded Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa during the last week of Ramadan, when they decided to take over Sheikh Jarrah, when they continued with their aggression against Palestinians inside the Green Line in Israel, inside the West Bank, in Jerusalem, and against our civilian in Gaza. Are they expecting Palestinians to keep silent? Of course, Palestinians has the right to defend themselves with all what is available.
Your Excellency, I'm wondering where the diplomatic efforts are right now. I mean, particularly we have a recent statement by U.S. President Joe Biden saying for the first time expressing support for a de-escalation of violence. Where do you see diplomatic efforts leading perhaps to a de-escalation of tensions? Is that likely in the near future?
Well, in my views, the U.S. administration, who had decided to support Israel in the Security Council when the issue was discussed in the Security Council, and 14 countries out of 15 asked to achieve a ceasefire. The initiative, the United States of America voted against. So unfortunately, the American administration, with its support to Israel, encouraging Israel to continue their aggression against the Palestinian people. We believe that the U.S. administration must be fair and play a fair position between Palestine and Israel. But when they decide to be Israelis more than the Israelis, this will never achieve peace and stability in our region.
Your Excellency, what about the many Arab governments that have in recent years opened up diplomatic ties with the state of Israel? Do you has that complicated matters? Are the Palestinians getting the support from neighboring Arab countries?
At the moment, let me clearly say that Benjamin Netanyahu's government had lost even the friendship they created with some of the Arab regimes. All I can say proudly that all Arab Ummah and all Muslim Ummah are united, supporting and backing up Palestinians. If any of the Arab countries or the Islamic countries who were in favor of having diplomatic relations with Israel, normalizing relation with Israel, I think these steps have been totally, at the moment, against the wish and the will of the Israeli government.
Right. Your Excellency, Ambassador Walid, can I just ask a last question for you? I'm wondering, despite the ongoing hostilities, is humanitarian aid being brought into the affected areas, the people who need it? What can we do to ensure that it's received?
Well, Malaysia always been a great supporter to Palestine and the Palestinians, and they always provided Palestinians with all kind of humanitarian aids. Malaysians always supported Palestine, and they provided them with what they can do. Unfortunately, our borders are controlled by the Israelis, and any aids needed urgently to be sent to our people has to go through the Israeli borders, which is under their control. So I do hope the international community force Israel to allow external aids, humanitarian aids, to reach those who needs it, whether it's in Gaza, in the West Bank, or in Jerusalem.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Your Excellency. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much, all.
After this, we're going to be taking a look at what humanitarian aid is needed by Gaza. We're going to be speaking to Mercy Malaysia in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.